Chapter 6. Water Procurement. Water is one of your most urgent needs in a survival situation. You can't live long without it, especially in hot areas where you lose water rapidly through perspiration. Even in cold areas, you need a minimum of 2 liters of water each day to maintain efficiency. More than 3/4 of your body is composed of fluids. Your body loses fluid because of heat, cold, stress, and exertion. To function effectively, you must replace the fluid your body loses. So, one of your first goals is to obtain an adequate supply of water. Water sources. 6-1. Almost any environment has water present to some degree. This section lists possible sources of water in various environments. It also provides information on how to make the water potable. Note, if you do not have a canteen, cup, can, or other type of container, improvise one from plastic or water-resistant cloth. Shape the plastic or cloth into a bowl by pleating it. Use pens or other suitable items, even your hands, to hold the pleats. List of water sources by environment. Environment. Frigid areas. Sources of water. Snow and ice. Means of obtaining water. Melt and purify. Do not eat without melting. Eating snow or ice can reduce body temperature and lead to more dehydration. Snow or ice are no purer than the water from which they come. Sea ice that is gray in color or opaque is salty. Do not use it without desalting it. Sea ice that is crystalline with a bluish cast has little salt in it. Environment. At sea. Source of water. Sea. Means of obtaining water. Use desalinator. Do not drink seawater without desalting. Source of water. Rain. Means of obtaining water. Catch rain in tarps or other water-holding containers. If tarp or water-holding material is coated with salt, wash it in the sea before using. Very little salt will remain on it. Source of water. Sea ice. See previous remarks for frigid areas. Environment. Beach. Source of water. Ground. Means of obtaining water. Dig hole deep enough to allow water to seep in. Obtain rocks, build fire, and heat rocks. Drop hot rocks in water. Hold cloth over hole to absorb steam. Wring water from cloth. Alternate method, if a container or bark pot is available. Fill container or pot with seawater. Build fire and boil water to produce steam. Hold cloth over container to absorb steam. Wring water from cloth. Source of water. Fresh. Means of obtaining. Dig behind first group of sand dunes. This will allow the collection of fresh water. Environment. Desert. Source. Ground. In valleys and low areas. At the foot of concave banks of dry rivers. At the foot of cliffs or rock outcrops. At first depression behind first sand dune of dry lakes. Wherever you find damp surface sand. Wherever you find green vegetation. Means of obtaining water. Dig holes deep enough to allow water to seep in. In a sand dune belt, any available water will be found beneath the original valley floor at the edge of dunes. Source of water. Cacti. Means of obtaining water. Cut the top off a barrel cactus and mash or squeeze the pulp. Without a machete, cutting into a cactus is difficult and takes time, since you must get past the long, strong spines and cut through the tough rind. Caution. Do not eat pulp. Place pulp in mouth, suck out juice, and discard pulp. Source. Depressions or holes in rocks. Periodic rainfall may collect in pools, seep into fissures, or collect in holes in rocks. Source of water. Fissures in rock. Means of obtaining water. Insert flexible tubing and siphon water. If the fissure is large enough, lower a container into it. Source of water. Porous rock. Means of obtaining water. Insert flexible tubing and siphon water. Source of water. Condensation on metal. Means of obtaining water. Use cloth to absorb water, then wring water from cloth. Extreme temperature variations between night and day may cause condensation on metal surfaces. The following are signs to watch for in the desert to help you find water. All trails lead to water. You should follow in the direction in which the trails converge. Signs of camps, campfire ashes, animal droppings, and trampled terrain may mark trails. Flocks of birds will circle over water holes. Some birds fly to water holes at dawn and sunset. Their flight at these times is usually fast and close to the ground. Bird tracks or chirping sounds in the evening or early morning sometimes indicate that water is nearby. 6-2. If you do not have a reliable source to replenish your water supply, stay alert for ways in which your environment can help you. Note, do not substitute the following fluids for water. Alcoholic beverages. Alcohol dehydrates the body and clouds judgment. Urine. Urine contains harmful body wastes. It is about 2% salt. Blood. Blood is salty and considered a food. Therefore, it requires additional body fluids to digest. It may transmit disease. Seawater. Seawater is about 4% salt. It takes about 2 liters of body fluids to rid the body of waste from 1 liter of seawater. Therefore, by drinking seawater, you deplete your body's water supply, which can cause death. 6-3. Heavy dew can provide water. Tie rags or tufts of fine grass around your ankles and walk through dew-covered grass before sunrise. As the rags or grass tufts absorb the dew, wring the water into a container. Repeat the process until you have a supply of water or until the dew is gone. Australian natives sometimes mop up as much as 1 liter an hour this way. 6-4. Bees or ants going into a hole in a tree may point to a water-filled hole. Siphon the water with plastic tubing or scoop it up with an improvised dipper. You can also stuff cloth in the hole to absorb the water and then wring it from the cloth. 6-5. Water sometimes gathers in tree crotches or rock crevices. Use the above procedures to get the water. In arid areas, bird droppings around a crack in the rocks may indicate water in or near the crack. 6-6. Green bamboo thickets are an excellent source of fresh water. Water from green bamboo is clear and odorless. To get the water, bend a green bamboo stalk, tie it down, and cut off the top. See figure 6-3 on page 6-5. The water will drip freely during the night. Old, cracked bamboo may also contain water. Caution. Purify the water before drinking it. 6-7. Wherever you find banana trees, plantain trees, or sugarcane, you can get water. Cut down the tree, leaving about a 30-centimeter stump, and scoop out the center of the stump so that the hollow is bowl-shaped. Water from the roots will immediately start to fill the hollow. The first 3 fillings of water will be bitter, but succeeding fillings will be palatable. The stump, see figure 6-4 on page 6-6, will supply water for up to 4 days. Be sure to cover it to keep out insects. 6-8. Some tropical vines can give water. Cut a notch in the vine as high as you can reach, then cut the vine off close to the ground. Catch the dropping liquid in a container or in your mouth. See figure 6-5 on page 6-7. Caution. Ensure that the vine is not poisonous. 6-9. The milk from young, green, unripe coconuts is a good thirst quencher. However, the milk from mature brown coconuts contains an oil that acts as a laxative. Drink in moderation only. Caution. Do not drink the liquid if it is sticky, milky, or bitter tasting. 6-10. In the American tropics, you may find large trees whose branches support air plants. These air plants may hold a considerable amount of rainwater in their overlapping thickly growing leaves. Strain the water through a cloth to remove insects and debris. 6-11. Plants with moist pulpy centers can provide water. Cut off a section of the plant and squeeze or smash the pulp so that the moisture runs out. Catch the liquid in a container. 6-12. Plant roots may provide water. Dig or pry the roots out of the ground, cut them into short pieces, and smash the pulp so that the moisture runs out. Catch the liquid in a container. Water. Cut or notch the stalks at the base of a joint to drain out the liquid. 6-14. The following trees can also provide water. Palms. The buri, coconut, sugar, rattan, and nipa contain liquid. Bruise a lower frond and pull it down so the tree will bleed at the injury. Traveler's tree. Found in Madagascar, this tree has a cup-like sheath at the base of its leaves in which water collects. Umbrella tree. The leaf bases and roots of this tree of western tropical Africa can provide water. Baobab tree. This tree of the sandy plains of northern Australia and Africa collects water in its bottle-like trunk during the wet season. Frequently, you can find clear, fresh water in these trees after weeks of dry weather. Caution. Do not keep the sap from plants longer than 24 hours. It begins fermenting, becoming dangerous as a water source. Still construction. 6-15. You can use stills in various areas of the world. They draw moisture from the ground and from plant material. You need certain materials to build a still and need time to let it collect the water. It takes about 24 hours to get 0.5 to 1 liter of water. Above ground stills. 6-16. You can construct two types of above ground stills. To make the vegetation bag still, you need a sunny slope on which to place the still, a clear plastic bag, green leafy vegetation, and a small rock, see figure 6-6 on page 6-9. 6-17. To make the still, do the following. Fill the bag with air by turning the opening into the breeze or by scooping air into the bag. Fill the plastic bag 1/2 to 3/4 full of green leafy vegetation. Be sure to remove all hard sticks or sharp spines that might puncture the bag. Caution. Do not use poisonous vegetation. It will provide poisonous liquid. Place a small rock or similar item in the bag. Close the bag and tie the mouth securely as close to the end of the bag as possible to keep the maximum amount of airspace. If you have a piece of tubing, a small straw, or a hollow reed, insert one end in the mouth of the bag before you tie it securely. Then tie off or plug the tubing so that condensed water without untying the bag. Place the bag, mouth downhill, on a slope in full sunlight. Position the mouth of the bag slightly higher than the low point in the bag. Settle the bag in place so that the rock works itself into the low point in the bag. 6-18. To get the condensed water from the still, loosen the tie around the bag's mouth and tip the bag so that the water collected around the rock will drain out. Then retie the mouth securely and reposition the still to allow further condensation. 6-19. Change the vegetation in the bag after extracting most of the water from it. This will ensure maximum output of water. 6-20. Making a transpiration bag still is similar to the vegetation bag, only easier. Simply tie the plastic bag over a leafy tree limb with a tube inserted and tie the mouth of the bag off tightly around the branch to form an airtight seal. Tie the end of the limb so that it hangs below the level of the mouth of the bag. The water will collect there, see figure 6-7 on page 6-10. 6-21. The same limb may be used for 3 to 5 days without causing long-term harm to the limb. It will heal itself within a few hours of removing the bag. Below ground still. 6-22. To make a below ground still, you need a digging tool, a container, a clear plastic sheet, a drinking tube, and a rock, see figure 6-8 on page 6-11. 6-23. Select a site where you believe the soil will contain moisture, such as a dry stream bed or a low spot where rainwater has collected. The soil at this site should be easy to dig, and sunlight must hit the site most of the day. 6-24. To construct the still, do the following. Dig a bowl-shaped hole about 1 meter across and 60 centimeters deep. Dig a sump in the center of the hole. The sump's depth and perimeter will depend on the size of the container that you have to place in it. The bottom of the sump should allow the container to stand upright. Anchor the tubing to the container's bottom by forming a loose overhand knot in the tubing. Place the container upright in the sump. Extend the unanchored end of the tubing up, over, and beyond the lip of the hole. Place the plastic sheet over the hole, covering its edges with soil to hold it in place. Place a rock in the center of the plastic sheet. Lower the plastic sheet into the hole until it is about 40 centimeters below ground level. It now forms an inverted cone with the rock at its apex. Make sure that the cone's apex is directly over your container. Also, make sure the plastic cone does not touch the sides of the hole because the earth will absorb the condensed water. Put more soil on the edges of the plastic to hold it securely in place and to prevent the loss of moisture. Plug the tube when not in use to keep the moisture from evaporating and to keep insects out. 6-25. Drink water without disturbing the still by using the tube as a straw. By opening the still, you release the moist warm air that has accumulated. 6-26. You may want to use plants in the hole as a moisture source. If so, dig out additional soil from the sides of the hole to form a slope on which to place the plants. Then proceed as above. 6-27. If polluted water is your only moisture source, dig a small trough outside the hole about 25 centimeters from the still's lip, see figure 6-9 on page 6-13. Dig the trough about 25 centimeters deep and 8 centimeters wide. Pour the polluted water in the trough. Be sure you do not spill any polluted water around the rim of the hole where the plastic sheet touches the soil. The trough holds the polluted water and the soil filters it as the still draws it. The water then condenses on the plastic and drains into the container. This process works extremely well when your only water source is salt water. 6-28. You will need at least 3 stills to meet your individual daily water intake needs. In comparison to the below-ground still and the water transpiration bag still, the vegetation bag produces the best yield of water. Water purification. 6-29. Rainwater collected in clean containers or in plants is usually safe for drinking. However, purify water from lakes, ponds, swamps, springs, or streams, especially the water near human settlements or in the tropics. 6-30. When possible, purify all water you get from vegetation or from the ground by boiling or using iodine or chlorine. After purifying a canteen of water, you must partially unscrew the cap and turn the canteen upside down to rinse unpurified water from the threads of the canteen where your mouth touches. 6-31. Purify water by the following methods. Use water purification tablets. Follow the directions provided. Place 5 drops of 2% tincture of iodine in a canteen full of clear water. If the canteen is full of cloudy or cold water, use 10 drops. Let the canteen of water stand for 30 minutes before drinking. Use 2 drops of 10% military strength povidone iodine or 1% titrated povidone iodine. The civilian equivalent is usually 2% strength, so 10 drops will be needed. Let stand for 30 minutes. If the water is cold and clear, wait 60 minutes. If it's very cold or cloudy, add 4 drops and wait 60 minutes. Place 2 drops of chlorine bleach, 5.25% sodium hypochlorite, in a canteen of water. Let stand 30 minutes. If the water is cold or cloudy, wait 60 minutes. Remember that not all bleach is the same around the world. Check the available level of sodium hypochlorite. Use potassium permanganate, commonly marketed as Condi's crystals, for a number of applications, including emergency disinfection of water. The crystals are of a non-uniform size, so you must judge the actual dosage by the color of the water after adding the crystals. Add 3 small crystals to 1 liter, or 1 quart, of water. If the water turns a bright pink after waiting 30 minutes, the water is considered purified. If the water turns a dark pink, there is too much potassium permanganate to drink safely. Either add more water to dilute the mixture or save it for use as an antiseptic solution. If the water becomes a full red, like the color of cranberry juice, the solution may be used as an antifungal solution. Boil your drinking water. This is the safest method of purifying your drinking water. By achieving a rolling boil, you ensure that you are destroying all living waterborne pathogens. 6-32. By drinking non-potable water, you may contract diseases or swallow organisms that can harm you and may easily lead to potentially fatal waterborne illnesses. 6-33. Two of the most prevalent pathogens found in most water sources throughout the world are as follows. Giardia, which causes giardiasis. It is characterized by an explosive, watery diarrhea accompanied by severe cramps lasting 7 to 14 days. Cryptosporidium, which causes cryptosporidiosis. It is much like giardiasis, only more severe and prolonged, and there is no known cure but time. Diarrhea may be mild and can last from 3 days to 2 weeks. Note, the only effective means of neutralizing cryptosporidium is by boiling or by using a commercial microfilter or reverse osmosis filtration system. Chemical disinfectants such as iodine tablets or bleach have not shown to be 100% effective in eliminating cryptosporidium. 6-34. Examples of other diseases or organisms are as follows. Dysentery. You may experience severe, prolonged diarrhea with bloody stools, fever, and weakness. Cholera and typhoid. You may be susceptible to these diseases regardless of inoculations. Cholera can cause profuse, watery diarrhea, vomiting, and leg cramps. Typhoid symptoms include fever, headache, loss of appetite, constipation, and bleeding in the bowel. Hepatitis A. Symptoms include diarrhea, abdominal pain, jaundice, and dark urine. This infection can spread through close person-to-person contact or ingestion of contaminated water or food. Flukes. Stagnant, polluted water, especially in tropical areas, often contains blood flukes. If you swallow flukes, they will bore into the bloodstream, live as parasites, and cause disease. Leeches. If you swallow a leech, it can hook onto the throat passage or inside the nose. It will suck blood, create a wound, and move to another area. Each bleeding area may become infected. Water filtration devices. 6-35. If the water you find is also muddy, stagnant, and foul-smelling, clear the water by doing the following. By placing it in a container and letting it stand for 12 hours. By pouring it through a filtering system. Note, these procedures only clear the water and make it more palatable. You must still purify it. 6-36. To make a filtering system, place several centimeters or layers of filtering material such as sand, crushed rock, charcoal, or cloth and bamboo, a hollow log, or an article of clothing. See figure 6-10 on page 6-16. 6-37. Remove the odor from water by adding charcoal from your fire. Charcoal is also helpful in absorbing some agricultural and industrial chemicals. Let the water stand for 45 minutes before drinking it. End of chapter 6.